Hai guys, kembali lagi di episode terbaru dari When We Talk About bersama dengan host kalian, Erwin dan Vanessa. Lately kita banyak dihantam sama berita-berita tentang unicorn di Asia Tenggara yang katanya akan banyak go public nih, Van. Nah, salah satu yang paling heboh itu, salah dua yang paling heboh, itu ada mergernya Gojek Tokopedia yang akan go public bersama, dan juga ada Grab nih, yang juga katanya bakalan go public. Nah, Van, maybe you can share a bit about what's happening with Grab.
Definitely, Erwin. And also like the listeners gitu ya. Ini kita beberapa minggu terakhir ini banyak banget berita-berita, waduh, yang istilahnya bikin gonjang-ganjing pasar nih gitu ya. Nah, yang tadi seperti Erwin cerita gitu, one of the key news gitu ya, itu adalah tentang news for Grab IPOs nih. In the US gitu. Nah, ini Grab sendiri kan dia udah ngetap in terms of like the users gitu ya, di seluruh Asia Tenggara gitu ada sekitar 670 million users gitu. Nah, terus dia tahun ini GMV-nya itu sekitar 12,5 billion US dollar win. Nah, ini tuh sebenarnya salah satu yang menjadikan Grab itu very confident gitu ya. Ini salah satunya nih to actually have the listing gitu di US dengan bantuan with the Altimeter Capital Management. Nah, they will use like the special purpose acquisition company in terms of like the IPO in the Wall Street gitu. Dan katanya nih estimasi in terms of like the valuation it goes to 40 billion US dollar win. Sekitar kurang lebih ya kalau kita istilahnya rupiahkan 560 triliun win. Nah, mungkin
wow,
this is like amazing numbers, right? Tapi kira-kira mungkin bagi beberapa orang belum kenal-kenal tentang SPAC ini nih, Win. What is actually like this special purpose acquisition company SPAC? Coba, Win.
Right, SPAC ini sebenarnya it's a shell company, right? It's typically mentioned as a blank check company gitu. Jadi, imagine company yang sebenarnya kosong dibikin go public di open market, ya kan? Nah, the single purpose of this company going public dan the single purpose of the fund yang di raise sama SPAC ini itu akan dipakai untuk mengakuisisi company lainnya, gitu. Jadi in a way, private company itu nggak perlu go public tanpa perlu go public juga, gitu. Karena mereka diakuisisi tanda kutip oleh SPAC ini gitu. Nah sebenarnya SPAC ini sendiri lumayan menguntungkan karena memudahkan private company ini in terms of the regulation, in terms of the administration ketika mau go public gitu. Namun typically ini di SPAC ini dibikin sama private equity ya, jadi supaya mereka bisa lebih gampang juga untuk mengakuisisi smaller private companies lah kayak gitu.
Jadi istilahnya kayak the third party bridge gitu ya untuk membantu unicorn-unicorn yang istilahnya pengen go public untuk benar-benar bisa listing di bursa-bursa mau itu di Asia Tenggara, mau itu di US gitu ya Win ya, simpelnya ke listener ya.
Iya, yeah, betul-betul.
Nah, dan ini memang lucunya nggak cuma tadi ya Erwin bilang nggak cuma Grab gitu ya. Itu juga salah satunya kita dengar-dengar kan Goto nih ya, Goto, Gojek Tokopedia gitu kan. Nah, kemarin dengar-dengar kalau dari segi the valuation ketika mereka akan listing gitu ya, itu memang sih nggak akan seheboh Grab gitu kan, tapi itu kurang lebih adalah setengahnya Grab gitu, sekitar 18 billion US dollar nih. Jadi kurang lebih nih, Win, setengahnya Grab lah, jadi 261 triliun. This is also like a huge number gitu. Dan sebenarnya nggak cuma dua ride hauling company ini aja sendiri gitu. Banyak juga beberapa merger ataupun beberapa company lainnya yang istilahnya juga pengen listing secepatnya nih. Nah, kita dengar-dengar kemarin juga ada dari segi Traveloka gitu ya. Ada juga dari segi ini juga masih rumor kayak Dana dan juga OVO. What do you think of this kind of like movement in the market, Win? What is actually happening?
I think it's about damn time. Menurut gue ya. Nih, kalau misalnya kita ngomongin Grab and Gojek Tokopedia, I feel sort of like a nostalgic feeling about it. Karena if you think about it, ya, they've come such a long way in this region gitu. And they were previously the underdog, you know, the black horse of this gargantual tech race lah globally gitu. If you think about it, you know, back only a few years ago, Grab was fighting arms to arms with Uber, right? And everybody was betting on Grab to be losing karena, you know, Uber is a global player, right? It's a global player. It was backed by SoftBank at the time. So it's a no brainer now that the fact that we're seeing this sort of like a locally bred company akhirnya bisa go public, I think it's super interesting to see gitu. Same thing with Gojek and Tokopedia. I mean, it was not in a too long distance memory that Gojek was fighting with the government at the time. I remember there was a period of time yang on a 24 hour every single service of Gojek was shut down, right? And you know, I mean, it was not too long ago waktu both Grab and Gojek di demo sama you know, super ojek and lainnya gitu dan super taksi. So for me, I mean, first thing first, it's marvelous to see karena man, it's a proof of concept that our market, terutama Indonesian market, it's working, you know. Technology adoption is rapidly growing. So I think the success of Gojek Tokopedia merger going public and Grab with Indonesia as one of its key market going public, I think it's super important for us as a region to signal to global players that hey, Southeast Asia is the next big thing. That's first thing first. Secondly, I think it's interesting juga sebenarnya ngeliatin Dana OVO terus dia gitu. I mean, Dana OVO, I think mau nggak mau mereka harus gabung karena kalau nggak you know, GoPay with use case dari Gojek dan juga use case dari Tokopedia sekarang will have a very strong market position. Jadi mereka mau nggak mau harus gabung gitu loh. It's a matter of survival for me. Tapi I think it also signals the fact that if we take innovation as a curve, the curve has already been diminishing sekarang gitu. In terms of innovation, it moves from a, I can say, a monopolistic competition to now somewhat like a perfect competition gitu in between these players. If you see across Southeast Asia, I think you see, you know, AirAsia going into ride hailing apps juga. Abis itu mereka juga udah masuk ke OTA somewhat, right? And then Shopee even gets into you know, apa namanya, food delivery, right? They have Shopee Pay now. And even if you look at the other hand, kayak Gojek sendiri juga mulai masuk ke social commerce. So, you know, with the acquisition of Mocha Post. So I think in that sense we're seeing that the curve of innovation of these big companies are starting to be more inilah udah lebih landai lah kayak gitu sekarang ya. So I think it kind of opens up the door for a lot of, you know, younger bred entrepreneur, the second generation of the second or third generation of tech entrepreneur di Indonesia to now take their flight, you know, karena sekarang there's already a big pathway being carved out by these tech companies. You know, again, I think for me it's a monumental achievement gitu karena, you know, again, I remember 3-4 years ago when I was when I first joined you know, an angel investor network and then get into the tech industry, like everybody was looking at this tech and startup thing with one eye only gitu. So I think it's a great monumental achievement lah, Fanny. What do you think?
That's totally like 100% true, Erwin, gitu ya. Apalagi sekarang there was a time, right? There was a time that actually people kept asking, will like super apps work, right? Will it like work in terms of like the concept gitu kan? Nah, ini kemarin kita di challenge nih dari segi media dan lain-lain bahwa dari beberapa eksekutif depnya itu bilang, wah, ini salah satu istilahnya the moment of truth gitu ya, bahwa super apps itu actually like the concept is working gitu. Nah, tapi ini sedikit lucu juga gitu kan, di mana semua this kinds of like unicorns, decacorns, right, try to be like a super app gitu kan. Nah, in terms of like the use case, super apps bisa aja thriving, right? Dan ini mungkin salah satu yang bisa membuat Southeast Asia like tech landscape be like the spotlight in the global market gitu. Karena kalau kita melihat dari segi trajectory, awalnya kan lebih ke arah memang lebih ke arah US market and then European market, right? And then you go to like a Chinese market, Indian market, and then now like Southeast Asia market, right? So it's more into like the wave of the trend that kept going on. Then I think this is like a perfect timing for like not only Indonesia gitu ya, but also like the whole Southeast Asia, like big force gitu kan, untuk showing off nih di global scene gitu. Nah, dan di sini juga kalau kita lihat dari segi kenapa sih these unicorns or decacorns like racing, right? They are trying to actually race with time in terms of like doing this kinds of initial public offering to the market. Nah, ini juga sebenarnya kalau dilihat dari segi kenapa mereka mau cepet-cepet IPO gitu ya, Winnya. It's like a payday gitu loh for the founders and also the investors. Usually, it will be a sweet spot, low hanging fruit gitu ketika kind of like unicorns or like decacorns itu udah di tahun-tahun sekitar 8-9 tahunan gitu ya. Itu actually a sweet spot for like the company to going public gitu. Nah, ini juga malah kemarin yang kita lihat kenapa mungkin dari segi Grab, dari segi Traveloka, and then going to the GoTo, atau misalnya sekarang juga everyone gitu kan. Itu kayak berlomba-lomba nih, mau istilahnya listing. Karena tadi itu gitu kan, karena memang dari segi timingnya udah cukup tepat gitu ya, in terms of like the standard. And then ketika istilahnya this is like a payday for like the founders and investor, mereka juga bisa, it's like a payday, right? So mereka istilahnya bisa mendouble in terms of like the price of each of the share in the company. Jadi ini akan membuat the company have the scale to actually keep growing, not only from the private investing but also to the public investing, which will give them like the greater scale gitu kan, dan juga a greater opportunity gitu untuk kayak memang scale up in the global kind of like scene market gitu. Nah, kalau kita ngelihat nih Win ya, ini kan sebenarnya nggak cuma Indonesia, ada juga beberapa startup or more into like the companies gitu, ada property guru juga nih dari Singapura gitu kan. Kita juga ada ngelihat dari segi mergernya UMW Holding Corp gitu kan, itu juga ada nih miliarder Alex Gores gitu, dia juga listing di U. Nah, how do you think gitu ya, this will actually affect like the overall future of tech landscape di Indonesia nih gitu kan? Mungkin nggak sih AirAsia nanti malah merger sama Traveloka?
I think the question of, you know, if Traveloka merger with AirAsia or not, I think it's a kind of like a crystal ball question yang really really hard to answer. Tapi if the question is how will it impact the technopreneurship in Indonesia, itu I genuinely believe this will be a very positive impact gitu, karena again it's like the roads are being paved way gitu loh. It's been too long that people are looking at these companies only using one eye kayak gitu. Jadi you know, the fact that mereka akhirnya bisa go public for a lot of the more conservative audience out there should be more than just a good enough proof gitu bahwa this model works gitu kan, bahwa getting ahead of your competition by raising multiple rounds of fundraising of venture capital money and then going double down on technology, it actually works gitu, dan it impacts a lot of people gitu, even more gitu kan. Dan I think now the fact that ini udah mulai go public, I think this will make startups more mainstream even more than before gitu, karena again it shows a success story gitu menurut gua, Van. The biggest question I have over my head itu tadi sih, again, these big companies, how are they going to innovate next? That's the biggest question. And if they do innovate next, will they crush the competition? Nah, I think competition-wise is something yang kita mungkin masih perlu diomongin gitu ya, karena since they have tons of money, kita ngeliat kalau di US kasus paling besar adalah Amazon dan Walmart gitu kan, how both you know, sort of like a giant in retail industry are crushing their competitions gitu. I mean, I think it was the same thing with Uber back in the days, kan? What they were trying to do in the market juga gitu waktu itu pas Gojek sama Grab baru mulai, terus dia gitu Uber with Lyft in the US. So I think that's the biggest question mark fun gitu. Do you think this kind of merger game lately itu bakalan beneficial for the customers atau ini bakalan malah ngebikin the market agak-agak chaotic?
Right. So one of the key reason gitu kan kenapa I did ask you in terms of like kenapa AirAsia nggak coba aja nih sama Traveloka, karena that's the trend gitu loh, ketika orang-orang berlomba-lomba untuk menjadi super apps, right? Nah, in terms of like super apps gitu, misalnya tadi kalau misalnya bahkan nanti sebelum gua cerita tentang apakah this kind of like trend will benefit the customer more gitu ya by becoming like the super apps. Jadi kalau misalnya mereka nggak ngeliatnya cuma dari satu sisi gitu kan. Jadi in terms of like mungkin sisi lainnya juga misalnya, oh Traveloka kan more into the aggregator before, right? And then AirAsia has like the, for example the planes, right? And then itu will be end to end gitu. Ketika mereka bisa really optimize the efficiency of like the operational back end, and then they will also like get more scale in terms of like how to reach to the customer in terms of like the customer journey gitu. Nah, kalau kita ngelihatnya dari sisi itu ya, ketika these unicorns like companies try to be like the super apps, they will give like kind of like better and seamless customer experience, which will definitely benefit like us gitu, as the customers gitu kan, Erwin ya. Karena itu akan jadi lebih banyak inovasi-inovasi yang istilahnya mengedepankan customer nih. Karena kan sekarang istilahnya mereka sudah bisa kind of like improve the efficiency and everything. And then what's next, right? It's not only about cost cutting gitu kan. It's actually like revenue generation. Nah, itu definitely akan membuat customer mungkin akan mendapatkan service yang lebih baik in terms of like they when they want to actually reach a certain kind of like products and everything, it will be like easier. But yeah, in the other hand, if we see from the other point of view nih, nah ketika misalnya semua kind of like the market kind of like saturated for the super apps gitu ya, jadi udah banyak ini juga nih Win, apa namanya, dominasi yang agak sedikit menuju monopolistik, in which ketika orang-orang udah melihat ada tren dari segi merger dan lain-lain, operational efficiency and everything, mereka itu akan less burning money gitu. Nah, ini berarti dari segi customer, the sweeteners is like most likely will be gone. Apalagi kalau merger ini nanti in the end of the day will turn into the IPO gitu, udah public gitu kan. Nah, kalau udah public, lu kan istilahnya dari segi company performance and everything, that will be like public, right? And then open for the competitions to actually eyeing gitu. Nah, yang kayak gitu mereka udah nggak bisa se-agile dulunya sebelum IPO untuk melakukan a lot of like acquisition lagi, enggak lagi. That's not the stage anymore gitu kan. It's more it's like really paying back all the effort, right? All the previous burning cash gitu. Nah, itu jadinya dari segi customer point of view mungkin sedikit lebih udah nggak ini lagi nih, nggak banyak diskon nih Win, udah nggak seru lagi nih bagi customer sebenarnya ya. But tapi tadi you mentioned a very interesting point gitu kan, ketika misal ada second wave, third wave of like new generations of like the startups, unicorns, decacorns, right? Maybe they are the one that actually will burn more money for the customers, right? And then maybe they will be the one that will kind of like shoot to this giants ya. Jadinya ini kan udah agak emerging giants nih. Because I'm now in the big tech giants gitu kan. I'm it's more into like corporate startup juga, so I kind of I understand in terms of like the staging gitu. Nah, jadi it will be very interesting gitu ya. Jadi mungkin burning money-nya enggak akan terlalu banyak dari this unicorns, decacorns yang udah IPO listing and merger and everything gitu kan. Tapi mungkin nanti the second wave or the third wave of like the startups and everything that will be back for a better like performance and everything from venture capital gitu kan, PE dan lain-lain, karena jadinya kan udah ada use case-nya nih, kan udah ada use case-nya, jadi mungkin akan dikasih istilahnya lebih banyak sweeteners gitu, cuma mungkin nggak akan segila-gila dulu lagi sih, tapi tetap ada gitu. But in the long run, in the end of the day, it will be quite the same lagi ketika misalnya udah staging dari segi misalnya sekarang kalau kita ngeliat yang big tech channel kayak Google, Facebook dan lain-lain, mungkin nanti big super apps ini ya akan jadi seperti itu gitu. Nah, but in terms of like Indonesia, Win, ya, lastly gitu, how do you see like in the next one or two years gitu kan? Nah, the tech landscape will evolve. Like.
I think first thing first, I want to point out a very interesting point that you just talk about, Fan. Which is how this company will turn out to be the next Facebook or Google. I think what's amazing about Facebook, Google, Amazon is the fact that even after they went public, they've managed to really kept their innovation culture within their company, right? And you know, they're not really mesmerized by all of this sort of like a lot of set pair of eyes yang actually looking into them and actually trying to monitor them, right? So I think that's one of the biggest challenge for these tech companies in Southeast Asia if they're to go public, right? How are they going to maintain that kind of innovation spirit, you know, and not just be driven by the P&L, right? By the income statement. So I think that will be super interesting to see how they're going to maintain that. In terms of the next 2-3 years, I think Indonesia is now, I can say, on the brink of the second to third wave of tech companies. The first wave obviously already going public. You know, the Tokopedia, the Traveloka and everything, those are the consumer facing businesses. The second wave are industries that are adjacent to the first wave of unicorns, right? The logistic, the fintech. Kemarin juga selain OVO ada juga kan JDID juga jadi unicorn, and then just lately GNT juga akhirnya jadi unicorn, right? Logistic and fintech. Again, I think the second wave itu udah mulai taking flight, so they're in the next 2-3 years they will be the next unicorns. But what's interesting for me is the third wave. Right. The third wave are what people say the newcomers, right? The newcomers and you got new media. So we're talking about big data, you know, smarter ways to make decisions. We're talking about AI, we're talking about machine learning, and of course kita juga ngomongin the rising industry, which is education tech in Indonesia. Terus we're seeing esports growing as well. So and social commerce. Of course social commerce juga jadi sesuatu yang menarik gitu. I think China has given to us a really interesting study case in that even with giants such as Jingdong and Alibaba in the market, you know, PDD, Pinduoduo are still able to disrupt them in the second to third tier cities. So that's another question mark that I think are begging, it's a low hanging fruit begging for entrepreneurs to solve, right? So that's I think it's getting more and more exciting in the next 2-3 years. Even in my job in Startup Indonesia, we're seeing an increase of new venture capitals. You know, people who we didn't even think would go into VC and startup. You know, people who might deem startup as super risky in the last 3 to 5 years are now getting into venture capitals. It's crazy. You know, we see, I don't want to name any names, tapi ada satu venture capital yang dia dulu sebelumnya invest di property, sekarang he's putting his money into startup. So that's kind of like for me interesting to see gitu, karena mungkin mereka juga ngelihat sekarang udah ada success story-nya gitu. So we're getting into a super super exciting era for tech companies in Indonesia. Okay, so I think that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much guys for listening. If you guys like us, please don't forget to follow us on Instagram dan juga subscribe to our YouTube channel. So this is your host, Erwin and Vanessa, and see you in our next episode. Bye.
Bye.